North Dakota Industrial Commission Examiner Hearing, October 10th, 1983. We have one regularly scheduled case, case number 2956, on a motion of the commission to consider the application of McDonald Investment Corporation for an order redefining the outline of the Columbus and Short Creek fields in Burke County, North Dakota, and amending the spacing requirements for the Columbus field. For all those wishing to testify in case 2956, please rise and take the oath. Promise to tell the truth in the matter about to be heard.
My name is Richard E. Broshout, consulting petroleum engineer in Williston, North Dakota, appearing on behalf of McDonald Investment Corporation in case number 2956. We have four exhibits prepared in connection with this case. Exhibit number one is a map of a portion of Burke County, North Dakota, showing the outlines of the Columbus and Short Creek fields as presently defined by the commission. The area we are concerned about is in Township 163 North, Range 93 West. Outlined in red on Exhibit 1 is the area which we propose to add to the Columbus field. This area consists of the southeast quarter of Section 11, the southwest quarter of Section 12, all of Section 13, east half of Section 14, and the northwest quarter of Section 14, and also the northeast quarter of Section 23. The present field rules for the Columbus field call for 80-acre spacing with well locations in the northeast and the southwest 40 of each quarter section. The Short Creek field is currently spaced on 160-acre spacing with well locations to be in the southeast quarter of each quarter section. We are asking that the area shown in red on Exhibit 1 be put in the Columbus field and be spaced on 80 acres with flexibility as to well locations. And the reason for this will be shown in subsequent exhibits. I'd also like to point out on Exhibit 1 that the area we propose to delete from Short Creek and put in Columbus currently has no producing wells in it, so it would not affect any current producing wells. Exhibit 2 is a structure map on the top of the Nesson Formation in the area which under discussion in Township 163 North, Range 93 West. The red area on Exhibit 2 is the same as shown on Exhibit 1. This is the area which we propose to add to the Columbus field. The area outlined in green on Exhibit 1 outlines leases which are owned by McDonald Investment Corporation. So you can see that McDonald owns the bulk of the area which we propose to respace. This green area consists of all of Section 14, the west half of 13, and the southwest quarter of Section 12. The structure map on Exhibit 2 shows a southwest plunging anticline, southwest plunging knolls rather, bounded on the west and also on the east by apparent faults. So you have actually a narrow band of production in this area, in the Nesson Formation. I should also point out that there's a red circle on Exhibit 2 in the northwest of the southeast of Section 14. This is a location which McDonald proposes to drill as soon as possible, and they would like to continue 80-acre development in this area. Moving on to Exhibit 3. Exhibit 3 is an isopack of the Nesson porosity, effective porosity in this area. And again, you can see that the effect of porosity covers a thin band trending southwest-northeast through the area under discussion. Again, the red area on this map is the area which we propose to space into the Columbus field, and the area outlined in green is the area under lease to McDonald Investment. And the red dot in section 14, again, is our proposed first location. Experience has shown that you need at least 10 feet of nascent porosity to have a commercial well in the area. And in order to achieve this and still develop on 80-acre spacing, you need flexibility as to well locations to locate your producing wells along the crest of the structure for maximum recovery and maximum drainage from the reservoir. Exhibit number 4 is an isopack of cumulative oil production from the wells in the area. For a commercial well, you should have at least 50,000 barrels of cumulative recovery, or ultimate recovery. And again, it can be seen that this requires you to locate your wells along a narrow band along this production trend. And again, it shows that you need flexible locations to get the maximum recovery from this reservoir. In summary, we would recommend that the area outlined in red on exhibits 1, 2, 3, and 4 be included in the Columbus field, and that the Columbus field rules be revised to provide for 80-acre spacing, which they currently have, with well locations to be at least 500 feet from a spacing unit boundary. And we'd also recommend a minimum of 1,000 feet between wells. This would provide a window that you could locate your producing wells on within an 80-acre spacing unit. We believe this would result in the maximum recovery from this reservoir and maximum development of the producing horizon. We also need some flexibility because much of this area is covered by a wildlife easement, and we'll also have to satisfy the requirements of the Fish and Wildlife Service. I would like to make one other recommendation. We would like to start this initial well as soon as possible, and we request approval of these recommendations as soon as possible. This concludes my testimony, and I offer evidence exhibits 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Are there any questions for Mr. Brochaw?
Dick, the well in the southeast of the southwest of 14, that's a new well, right?
Yes, and that was, it's a fairly new well, but it was located as an exception to the Columbus field rules.
Who drilled that well?
Tiverton Petroleum.
Okay, they're not the same people as...
They are the same group, part of the same group.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Brochaw?
Dick, do you feel that this area that you're going to take out of Short Creek is productive from the same accumulation under the existing Short Creek wells, or if it's a different accumulation that should be spaced, or that it would drain existing reserves from the Columbus River?
I believe it's, in my opinion, it's a separate accumulation from the Short Creek field. You'll note on Exhibit 1 that the Short Creek wells are about a mile away to the northeast. It may be on the same nosing trend, but I believe it's a separate accumulation.
But on your isopack map, it shows that it's probably, it looks to me like it's interconnected because the wells
in the Short Creek field also produce from the Mydale. I didn't point that out, and this is the reason for part of the reason I feel for their cumulative production being fairly high.
These are shots of the survey map.
So the wells in the Short Creek field produce from the Mydale and wells in the Columbus field from the Nessunesson.
Any other questions? Any other testimony in case 2956? If not, we'll close the hearing.